It's time to get a little less serious about wrestling. This is the Alternate Commentary Table with lifelong friends.
Notice your difference in size.
And lifelong wrestling fans.
Each is a very capable performer, and each is a little too clever to give the other boy much of an advantage.
Mitch Hontzius
credits himself with a lot of power.
And Dimitri Karolis
said that he got all that power from drinking raw olive oil all through his youth.
I hit record when I say we hit record.
The Ouzos.
Since day Anna-ish with our friends. And who are our friends? Our friends are all of you. Hey. Our friends are, well, let's start where our friends start with.
Right.
Daddy.
Daddy.
Maguire on Wrestling. You're listening to the Alternate Commentary Table on the Maguire on Wrestling podcast feed. Anywhere where you decide to stream your podcast, you're going to get this show. You're going to get Mike's show. You're going to get Andy's show. Welcome back, friend.
Yes. Uncle Andy.
Uncle Andy.
He's back.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. So, Maguire on Wrestling, this is the podcast feed. Facebook, Team MOW, okay? There's a lot of things going on over there. You're going to want to be a part of it. You want to do a search for the merch? You want to help keep the lights on?
Yeah.
You want to support the show?
How?
You could do 5-star reviews. You could do this. Or you could go to MaguireShow.com.
Okay.
Get shirts like GWO.
Okay.
Malacca 316.
Oh my God, it was 316 last week.
And it was flying off the shelves, Jerry. For all you Seinfeld lovers. What other shirts are on there, Mitch?
Oh, Cheshire.
Yo, absolutely. These things are great. But here's another thing that's going on.
What's happening?
Here's another thing that's going on.
What happened?
There's another little bonus episode, a little Easter egg hunt.
Yeah.
Easter's coming up.
Yeah.
You're on the Maguire Wrestling podcast feed. You're doing your thing. You're turning left. You're turning right. You're going up. You're going down. A, B, A, B. Start, select, start, select. Cheat code comes in. Maybe you've seen a movie or two.
That's right.
GW Joe. Daddy. They're doing it. They're giving you a little bit extra.
That's right.
They said, hey, we don't know if we're going to give it to you every week, every month, but I was thinking about it. By the way, Daddy, thank you very much for the sign-off.
Yeah.
You know how I love Daddy's sign-off in his shows?
It really is the best.
It is.
Yeah.
And thanks for the shout-out. So I thought of another one.
Okay.
Mitch, let me know what you think. Maybe
sure.
I don't want to approach Daddy yet.
Throw it at me. Go
ahead. I'm going to give it to you.
I'm listening.
The spaghetti's coming on the wall.
Okay.
What if when he does, we've seen a movie? What if he goes, play safe, drive safe, we've seen a movie. What about play safe, drive safe, I'll be John Cena you. What do you think? Is it too much?
So I was watching SmackDown yesterday. And first off, real quick, GW Joe. I mean, you want to talk about a guy that is involved. He went to Dynamite last week. He goes in there,
Buddy.
He's giving us the lowdown on what's happening. I love it. We're going to talk a lot about that today.
In my opinion, he lucked up because he went to the best Dynamite ever.
Yes, absolutely. And
my opinion.
Those guys in Toronto, let's just start
Come
there.
On. You know, all right.
I could start with a little Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, move on.
We'll talk about
it's
you
It's been
later.
A while. We haven't done AEW top of the hour for a long time.
They never deserved it until right now.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to start because GW Joe goes. They must have heard he was going.
I think so.
And they said, wait a minute. He's part of the GWO. He's part of the MOW.
That's right.
We got to put on the best show of all time.
They had no choice.
They had no choice.
They listened.
And you know what, Toronto? You guys, you know, outside of being the capital of the world, you guys get everything pretty nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had Edge do his last show, his last match in the WWE against Sheamus in one of the best matches we've seen in a long time.
True.
That's how he sends it off.
True.
And then he comes back and he goes, you know what? I'll outdo that by wearing my Toronto gear. I'm going to take on my best friend in Christian. And it's an I Quit match. Thank you. I don't know what else to tell you.
Ugh.
Thank you. I mean, listen, I was a little, and I still am. I think it's great that he went to AEW. We've talked about it before. I didn't really like how they brought him in and all that stuff. We said that. However, since he's been there, he's doing his thing, nice and steady.
Yes.
Doing what he needs to do. Takes on the Christian. Let's start with that match. Listen, these guys are both in their 40s, all right? As a guy in his 40s, and Dimitri also just touching it, he's just
I just got in the club.
They're pulling out the ladders. That I think the ladder match for these two guys when they were a tag team is what kind of also put them on the map. Would you agree?
Well, you know, WrestleMania is around the corner, and you can't help think that one of the most iconic WrestleMania moments was the spear.
Right.
right? The TLC matches and the spear was a Hardy and Edge.
Right.
Absolutely.
They pull out the ladders, and when he put them out to dry on one, you know, he put the ladder upside down.
Buddy.
When he did that move to Christian, which A, I've never seen before.
Exactly.
And number two, just doing that to somebody, again, in the 40s, guys, we don't recover the same way anymore. Now, don't get me wrong. These guys are top-tiered athletes. I get it. But guys, that looked like it hurt a lot. Great move. Talk about the wearing of the jerseys. I mean, throw the hockey fight. The hockey fight. Tell me what you thought of the match overall. Tell me a little bit about the AEW today, buddy.
Okay. The match to me was excellent. You brought up a really good point. It's funny when they put the ladder upside down.
Yeah.
The first thing I thought of is just like, yo, I'm like, I've actually never seen this before. This is why these two guys and that whole generation, they sit down and they actually make some notes.
Right.
They say, okay, hold on. What can we do here?
Yeah.
Spots matter. That's what the matches are all about. No one cares about the punching and the it's all about the little spots.
The little things.
And you remember them. From top to bottom, this was great.
Yeah.
You realize when you don't get what you want as a wrestling fan, when it's done well and there's a real plan, it's because these guys have been building this up long enough knowing that we'll be in Toronto one day.
Right.
We'll build the storyline.
I like it.
And we're going to get to a point where, yeah, you have a crazy match. You know, outside interference helps. Handcuffing people to ring posts. I mean, hitting them in the junk.
That's right.
Putting hockey jerseys on, telling the crowd we're here to give it back to you,
yes,
is a 10 out of 10 for me. Here's another thing I noticed. AEW fan, you guys deserve a lot of credit, because I'll say this, there has never been a time in my life that I've ever heard anyone in WWE sing Edge's theme song.
Yes,
sorry,
yes.
Adam Copeland. But you want to know something?
What's that?
I don't care if I call him Edge anymore on this show.
Yeah.
You want to know why?
Why is that?
Because even the commentary table, Taz, accidentally called him Edge.
That's
and
right.
They all got a good laugh about it. So forget it. Okay?
I agree.
And this show, it's not always about names.
That's right. Darn right it is.
Okay.
I'll tell you that right now.
But side note, Mike, my God, that was hilarious.
Hey.
I re-listened to the show.
Right.
He's right. You butchered last week.
Oh, horrible.
Like last week was like your worst week ever.
You know what?
For names.
It is, but here's the thing. I don't care.
No, you have to get.
I'm just joking. I do care. I got to be honest, you guys. When I'm doing the pod, I just get a little excited. I get a little nervous. I get a little nervous. I do have notes. Yeah. So I'm reading, but I'm not reading. I'm going fast. I'm just going too fast. I need to slow it down.
You need to slow it down.
I just got to slow it down a little.
Or just pitch it to me. Just hold up the... I'll do it for a while.
I think you need to do the name guy. Yeah, you just got to be the names guy. That's it when it goes
so
down.
Funny. Anyways, point being is that match to me was again, a reminder why I just love this thing that we call professional wrestling.
Yeah.
Why I love entertainment. But the whole card was awesome.
I agree. The only thing I would say about that match, if I had to nitpick, I just didn't like all the outside interference. It started off great. Let the two dudes go out and you don't need anybody else. You don't need the Luchasaurus and Daddy Magic and all these other guys coming in. Just let them do their thing and they were fine. And I liked the way it ended. You know, like it was... You got to give Christian and Edge a lot of credit, and especially Christian in this case. You know, he's a great heel. Everyone loves him. Him not having the belt now kind of maybe pulls him back a little bit. You know what I mean? And they've already fought like three times, so are they going to have a fourth? I don't know. But the point is like, he goes, you know what? This is bigger than me. I'm going to just say I quit. I mean, it's a big deal to me.
That's a big deal,
you know what I think? It's one thing to get pinned. It's another to say I quit.
Mitch, that TNT belt.
Yeah.
Is it me or does it look cheesy? It doesn't look nice.
You know what it is? Anytime when you see some of these championship belts, the TNT or the what's the one in Impact? It's like the TV the entertainment belt. I don't know. They have some weird name for it. It's not my thing. The TBS belt. There's one on there's a TNT and there's a TBS.
Listen, I don't mind mind that being a belt. It's not that. It's just it's the it's so basic and it's like
it's got gold. It's got diamonds on it.
It's not like he was holding it, and it's like okay, so you won that. Was that on sale?
What would you say that's the equivalent to in the WWE? Is it the IC? or the U.S.
No,
championship?
No, no. That's a good one. You know, yeah. If anything, I feel it would be like the U.S. championship. Yeah. But I will say this. You know what I liked in WCW the belt that they had was the TV title. I do like the TV title.
See, that's the one that the Impact has.
Yeah, that
has.
Impact's trying to do. I didn't mind that, right? No, where it's like, you know, like you're a television champ. You're the whatever.
I get it.
It's something that says TNT. Yeah. Like it looks like a participation ribbon. It doesn't look like a belt.
I know you're, it's because it's very colorful. I see what you mean.
It needs more. Here's the thing. And I was watching, you know what? Belts, I'm picking on you for a second. The Roman Reigns, Universal, WWE Universal Championship.
Right.
Okay. The gold. Why can't we have gold that's just absolute and massive gold?
Right.
I just want it to be gold.
That's right.
Like, that's it. Nothing else. Like, shinier gold. And you, other belt, the heavyweight championship. Why is there got to be a WWE logo? That's not gold.
I have no idea.
I want punch.
You know what? I agree with you. I agree 100%.
That TV title. I'm sorry. I had to go on a tangent.
Can I just say about...
Because you know I love my gold.
Speaking of belts moving around, Eddie Kingston. You know, the cameras do seem to always catch him at his bad, at his worst. I thought he was going to cry. He was very upset about losing to Okada.
He was visibly upset.
Visibly is not the understatement of the word.
Yeah, he was...
I worry about him.
I
like, because, you know, the thing is I truly do believe this, that he doesn't know that all of this is kind of entertainment.
Right. I worry about him wearing those pants again.
I wouldn't. He wears them now. He sleeps in them. He wrestles in them. He works in them.
Yeah, it's too much of a really straight cut.
It's a really, with the
really tight tank top.
Right.
Again,
Just say it.
That didn't work for me. But what did work for me was Okada winning. That works for me.
Oh, I think it's great. I think this is exactly what you need. If you're going to start this guy off as a heel and he's going to work with the Jacksons and the EVP, whatever you want to call these guys, the Young Bucks, 100%. He needed a belt. You got to give it to him. And we said it last week. His lack of English makes it even better.
It's better, Mitch.
Yes.
All I could sit and watch him there was, you need a Paul Heyman. You need a Don Callis.
Yes.
Because everything's right. He just gives you a one or two liner in English.
Yeah.
Everyone knows the gig.
Yeah.
He speaks Japanese in front of you, and you don't care. You don't need to understand it. No. You know he's saying something wrong.
That's right.
And he's being brash and arrogant. And you're like, yeah, whatever you said, I agree.
Yeah.
But he just needs, if the Jacksons can't step up, he needs an advocate.
But why is Eddie Kingston so mad? He still got two out of the three belts. Like, he lost. Of course, you want to keep all three. But A, he took away some weight on your luggage, right? And number two, you got one less person to worry about. Like, if you're a three belt holder,
right?
That's three other people that want to fight you constantly. It's a lot of fighting going on.
That's a lot of fighting.
So, you know what? He did you a solid.
Yeah.
He just loosened up your schedule a little bit, man. It's fine. You know what I mean? That's it. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. We've said it once. I'll say it again. I don't want to always make fun of things and give it a hard time. But what the hell was happening with the Chris Jericho and Hook match? Like, either something bad happened where Jericho really did hurt his head and they just kept going.
Yeah.
Or they have to honestly stop with the Hook thing. Like, let him go back to what he was doing. Let him practice behind the scenes. I don't want to see his practice matches on TV.
Right.
Okay?
They need a power center.
They need a power center,
That's right. Yeah. Or what did they call it? I can't remember. What did the WWE?
No, it was. And then you got the NXT Development Center. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, but there was something back in the day anyways, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I agree. Like, okay, to me, I don't like being force-fed things.
Right.
For the sake of it. Right. I just don't like it.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't like it at all. And here it's like, okay, you want to push Hook. That's fine. But why does he have to be pushed where he's got to like beat all the top heavyweights?
I don't know. Like, he's got a belt. He's got the look. We'll talk about it in a few minutes. But the point is, guys, his wrestling, you want to make him into a top-tier wrestler. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen because you put him against Samoa Joe. It's not going to happen to put him against Chris Jericho. these are now two matches and two great examples of how behind he is with regards to get. And now it's not because he's maybe the word behind or held back is wrong. He doesn't. He's 20 something years old. These guys are 40 and 50. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like the point is, relax. To your point, don't shove it down my throat. That was one of the worst matches I've seen live in a long time.
Yeah, it didn't really bode well.
It was horrible, man.
Yeah.
There was one time, you know, here in Canada, they go picture to picture when they go to commercials. And I'm watching. He did like 10 back slams on the guy. Like, okay, I got it. Like, what are we doing here? And Chris Jericho, look, man, you're one of the greatest of all times. Literally, you might be on the Mount Mitchmore one day. I don't know. You're there. You're close. Maybe you need a break, bro. Take that cruise that you like to do, the Jericho cruises. To yourself. You don't need to entertain. You don't have to sing for the crowd. I think you need a couple minutes to yourself.
Just a couple minutes.
That's it.
It's okay.
Just relax a little bit. That's all I ask. Okay. Can we talk about, real quick, the main event of the AEW? You know, ladies, I called you all last week, said you guys got to do a little something with Mercedes Moné debut. It was there. It wasn't there. I don't know what you want to call it. But you guys proved me wrong. In the main event, you had Chris Stadlander,
ooh,
and Willow Nightingale versus Sky Blue.
You're rushing.
And
take your time.
Julia Hart.
Okay.
All right. And they took it to the next level,
dude.
You guys know how I feel about tax and wrestling. They shouldn't be together. Okay. But when I see you, one of the ladies dropping the other lady on top of the tax. Okay. You know what? You got my attention. But then I see the one picking up the, I think it was, I'm pretty sure it was Sky Blue, grabbed some tacks and put it in Statlander's mouth and then kicked her in the mouth. Guys, listen, you're already entertaining me. You don't need to go this far. You don't. Great move, though.
This is AEW, for whatever reason, decided to think outside the box.
Right.
And these performers just said, okay, what can we do different?
Yes.
It's unbelievable. You know who's upset now?
Who is it?
It's Darby Allin.
he's upset, is right.
He's like, whoa, wait a sec. I jumped off class, guys. They're like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Anyways, did you see this?
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart.
Brilliant. And then you bring Mercedes in again to start the show.
Right.
You bring her again in to end the show.
Right.
You're two for two and it not working. Relax.
I have an idea.
Just the way I'm relaxing on the names, relax with Mercedes. She's going to be here for a while. You don't need to jam it on us.
Okay.
It's coming.
Okay.
It's coming.
Okay. I have an idea.
Okay.
Next week, what if they started the show?
Right.
With Mercedes Moné.
Okay.
And Moxley.
I swear to God. Swear to God.
What if they go back in time?
I think that's the secret
sauce. Special guest referee.
Yeah. Orange Cassidy.
Orange Cassidy.
You know, I'll be honest. I don't mind that they're starting the show with her. It's like, but what do you guys, I put it like this. No one's gotten the memo yet from Khan into what they're going to do with her.
Right.
She's like kind of fighting with the, like not fighting, but they've got attitude. They got beef, the Nightingale girl.
There's something going on.
Yeah, there's something going on.
She didn't do it right the other day.
But you brought her over for that?
Well, let's be patient, Mitch. Let's be patient.
Where's Britt Baker? Buddy, where is she?
Where is she? Like, come on.
Thank you for bringing that up. You said Britt Baker. I thought of Adam Cole right away and then MJF. Did you see the newsreel the other day?
No, what happened?
There's a little reel out there that he's off the website again and his merch is off the website.
No.
And what's 2 weeks away?
No.
You think?
No.
You know, in thinking about it now, I think if this was actually happening, okay, I'm just telling you what I saw on the internet because I was perusing the nets.
Yeah.
Let's assume that's something that's coming down where MJF's going, hey, you know what, guys? If you guys don't want me here, fine. I'll leave. I'll go to the WWE. I don't think AEW is that scared of him going to the WWE because yesterday on SmackDown, we'll just jump to there in a second, you got the LA Knight and you got the AJ Styles. By the way, for anybody that thought that we were joking around how big AJ Styles is. Did you get that close-up?
Did you get it?
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's in his house, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
That working out in his house.
Exactly.
Anyway, but they're vying for some time. Britt Baker, where is she? We can't find her. MJF coming back doesn't necessarily do anything right now. Like, if he goes to WWE, where are you going to put him is what I'm getting at this whole thing.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
if I'm Nick Khan right now, I'm going, or Tony Khan, pardon me. If I'm Tony Khan right now, I'm going, you want to go WWE, bro? Go ahead. Have fun. Where are you going to go? You'll be fun for a couple weeks. With The Rock, who's not even around all the time. Look how much pub he's getting. The Roman Reigns. I'm more convinced, by the way, of everything going down. It's just so many things going on. I'm not saying he wouldn't work there. I'm just saying, where do you put him, though?
Yeah, fair enough. And you know what? I know what you're all thinking. And if you say, well, guys, why don't you just look at the contract? He signed a contract. No, no, no. That's not what wrestling fans do.
That's right.
That's for the other show.
That's right.
We don't get there.
We don't
speculate.
We speculate.
We fan out here.
We rumor boy.
That's right. That'd be unreal.
Yeah.
That would be unreal. But yeah, I just... Again,
yeah,
AEW, you have been impressed. You were on a hot streak with me.
Three in a row. That's right.
I'm loving what's going on over here. However,
uh-huh.
Yes, it's the production. That's why the Copeland, that's why the Copeland Christian match worked out so well.
Right.
Because of it was production. It was theatric. It was build. It was this. That's why you're upset with the Monet. Because you're
right.
Like, okay, so we knew you were coming. You're here. Great. Now what?
Yeah.
I want to point something out, and we'll go right to SmackDown.
Okay.
Don't believe me? What did we say about the Jade Cargill? What did we say about the Jade Cargill?
Yeah, exactly.
So, we know she's there.
Yeah.
Great. So, I'm going to parallel Monet.
Yeah.
Cargill.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Free agents.
Free agents.
We need to have you.
I need you.
Basically, WWE, in a roundabout way, and AEW, made a trade.
Yeah, in a weird way.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
For the hottest free agents out there.
Great.
In their respective somewhat organizations. I know Monet went left earlier.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Follow me, fans.
I'm following you.
Okay. Monet comes out just to, guys, Boston. Ha. And she comes out and talks and does a thing. That's great. Good for you. Comes out and talks again. And you're like, okay. What do they do with the Cargill? She's got a logo.
Right.
She's got a promo package. She hits a Royal Rumble just to show everyone that she's there. So where AEW is like, I wonder what's coming. You better watch in 2 weeks. WWE goes, oh, no, we got one.
Yeah.
And guess what? So look, if you look at that promo package, they got a beautiful logo for her. They do a promo video for her. They're teasing her when she's coming in. Like, I'm like, okay, yeah. I need to watch. She's got the look. She's got the everything. They're going to take this woman to the stratosphere, Mitch.
I think so too. Yeah, they're definitely
production.
They're putting, you know, they're putting the work in to get her where they think that she could possibly be.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Before we get to SmackDown, let's talk about Raw just slightly, because I want to talk about the Sami Zayn. The Sami Zayn is trying to do the big sales pitch. He's doing the sales pitch. I deserve this. I want this, and it's falling short. You know, when Gunther...
It's falling Shorty G.
when you got Chad Gable, who's the nice guy telling you you can't do it? When you got Gunther, who, by the way, truly, I actually do believe his persona is that guy that he portrays on the show, that he's like, yeah, there's no way you're winning. And I kind of agree with everybody.
I'm convinced that Gunther and Dallas Hart are the same person.
Buddy, totally. 100%. Same person.
We're going to see him at Dungeon.
Yeah,
listen,
next week, yeah.
Let's just go up to Dallas and say, Dallas, can I have an autograph?
Yeah.
He's going to sign to Gunther. You
he's
watch.
He's watch your ass.
You just watch it.
You watch it. You will. Yeah, I don't know. What are your thoughts going? Like, buddy, as we get closer to WrestleMania, I'm excited because of the main event. But I have to say, this one match is not exciting me as much as it should. I should be more excited about this.
Do you want to know what I think it is?
What?
Because a lot of the other matches in WWE have had, I can't remember if it was last week or the week before that I touched on it. A lot of matches in the WWE have been building for a decent amount of time. So the stories are really solidified and you can get behind it. There was a period for WrestleMania where they wouldn't come up with storylines until like 3 weeks or 5 weeks before.
Right.
But here, if you look at the card, what's happening is, okay, LA Knight and AJ Styles, for example. Okay, that's going to be a starting or mid-card match, respectively, whatever. I don't know what day it's on. But at least there was a story there that's been building for a few months.
Yeah, agreed.
So you're like, I get behind that. Yeah. The bloodline speaks for itself. The Drew McIntyre thing with Seth Rollins, however it was supposed to shape out with or without CM Punk, you get, like, everything you're getting behind. Io Sky,
The Bailey.
Bailey. Yeah. Oh, like, everything kind of has
that
a
thing.
That
one's okay. That one's great.
This one was, we're a month out. We need the Intercontinental. This is the feeling I get. Yeah. We need the Intercontinental champion to defend. Oh, but who?
Yeah.
What? Like, who's it going to be? And so they're coming up with this underdog Sami Zayn story.
Yeah, it would have
worked. It would have worked if they just maybe started it earlier. But right. The fans confused because if they were all asking for Chad Gable to be there,
yeah.
It's because there was a story there.
I agree. It's not hitting on the cylinders it should hit.
No.
I mean, we're all excited. Is Roman going to lose the belt? Is he not going to lose the belt? You know, the Rhea Ripley, even the Becky Lynch, like you can even say that one's a little tired, but it's not. This one just doesn't hit the right way. It's not hitting. Dare I say it's hitting even less than the tag team six-man challenge that that's going to be, right? And so that's why I worry about it, because it really should be a really good match, or it usually is, and I don't see it happening.
I think Priest is going to be the Intercontinental champion.
I think you might be right. Yeah. I think something's got to happen there. Okay, let's jump over to SmackDown, or I guess you can say it ended at Raw, where Cody Rhodes and Paul Heyman had a little negotiation.
They did.
The art of the negotiation
they
is
had
a big
some talks.
Thing. And they said, hey, listen, let's show up at SmackDown, be reasonable. Let's be reasonable. We'll shake hands, one-on-one, you and Roman. Just us two, right? Wink, wink.
Wink.
Done.
They meet up on fingers.
Yeah, seriously. They meet up on Raw. They have a nice little conversation. But it was, you know what? You can tell. They, thank God, we're 2 weeks away. Because if it was 3 weeks away, I'm telling you, I'm starting to lose a little of it. This constant, oh, who's the boss? Who's making you do it? Oh, like, come on. I need some action. I need you guys all beating each other up. I need something happening. I can, you know, and I hate to say this. Without The Rock being there, it does drop it. Roman, though.
Crazy, right?
I have to say one thing about Roman. I'm very happy with his mic skills. He was on the Pat McAfee show earlier in the day.
Loved it.
Great. He is definitely selling the WWE, which is why I also believe he's going to stay as the champion. But I'm just saying, Cody Rhodes is great. But guys, I'm telling you, you know what's funny? It's happening more and more. I'm seeing it. There was a reel that went popular with, he was Dolph Ziggler. What's his real name again?
Nick Nemeth.
Nick Nemeth. He was on a podcast going.
Who, by the way, is doing great.
Oh, absolutely. Oh. He was on some pod and he basically said, what's the big deal about this story? Who cares? Well, I have a story too. I love it. This is not because I feel like I'm right or justified. It's because I agree. What are you going to do after? It's starting to kind of fruition. It's starting to boil. Mm. People are starting to go, you know what? That Mitch on the ACT, he's got a point, that guy.
I'll tell you what they're doing. They're setting up the Roman Reigns versus The Rock for next year. They're doing it for next year. And the moment we find out, I actually don't know where WrestleMania is going to be next year. But usually, you know, we wait. They say it during WrestleMania. But I think it's
Calgary.
That'd be a.
And guess
don't
who?
Don't do it.
Guess who's doing the commentary?
The three of us.
Could you imagine?
Okay. So, look. I disagree. I think Cody Rhodes is going to win it. I need to understand how he's going to do it.
Right.
I just feel that The Rock is going to turn on him. To me, the writings are on the wall of, I'm the final boss. I'm the guy that's the man around here. It's like, no. I'm the guy that, it's going to implode. That's what I think. But you're right. Roman Reigns, the guy is unbelievable.
Yes.
The guy is unbelievable. The promo on SmackDown yesterday, honestly, the vibe that I got out of it was, you just need, like, this was the writers saying, go out, say this, do this, because we need to clip this in the promo video.
Right.
That's how it felt.
100%.
Like, because Cody Rhodes on Mondays, like, calling out The Rock, saying some really serious, like, obscene stuff for a PG-ish show.
True,
which I love, because it's a rebuttal. Oh, you can go on your social media and swear? Perfect. I'll go on Raw and swear. And then you get this.
Right.
Like face to face. I don't know. But you know what I do love?
Yeah.
Seth Rollins' outfit.
Listen.
We need red leathers.
I'm telling you right now, me and you started, if you guys don't know the story of how Dimitri and I became partners in this podcast, We call it the sleazy back wall at our church. Me and you, Easter's around the corner for Greek Orthodox Easter. You and me, we Matt, you go blue, I go red, or you go red, I go blue, and yeah, we wear that exact outfit at church. I'm just saying.
There's a point where we have no choice.
We would, you know, listen,
I'd love
we don't
want to
take away
collection.
From JC and what he did, because right. What he did was pretty remarkable. But I think I think he needs some backup, and we could be that backup.
We could be that backup.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm just saying.
Is that our new tag team?
I think
the
so.
The Altar Boys?
The Altar Boys, that's right. That's right. All right. You know what? Speaking of the Altar Boys.
What would be our finishing move? The confession.
The confessional.
He hit him with the Holy Communion.
Cheshire! Who knows? So all right, it's time. We're off to the alternate scenario.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. All right, so this week, last week actually, sorry, and we love it, by the way. Last week, our comments, we know you're listening. We called out Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. We said we didn't think he was that big of a deal. And boy, did we get some callbacks on that one. Listen.
Which we appreciate, by the way.
Exactly. We love it. Absolutely come and tell us why you think we're right or wrong or whatever. We're totally down for it. However, weirdly enough, and you know, the algorithms on our phone are real. Let's just call it what it is. The phone obviously picked up what I was reading and said, hey, I'm going to show you this reel of Bret Hart. And in this reel, I'm sure you've all seen it somewhere down the line, Bret Hart talks about three major things that goes on when you become a superstar in wrestling. You got to have the look or the swagger, you got to be great on the promo, and you got to have the wrestling skills. So if we're going to give each one of those out of 10, 10 being the best, we're going to prove to you why Ricky the Dragon is just mediocre, because we're going to do the list. Our list, right here, alternate scenario. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm tagging you in. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. Andre the Giant, using the swagger, the promo, and the coarse wrestling and pure wrestling skills, what do you rate the Andre the Giant?
Okay. Promo 6.
6, okay.
Swagger?
Yeah.
9.
9 on the swagger.
Present. I mean, that's
totally
present.
Understandable, yeah.
And what's the other one?
Swagger, promo, and wrestling skills.
And wrestling skills, another 6.
6. So what number are we at?
So we got 12, that's 21.
21. I had 20. There you go. About a legend we're also talking about. And we're being fair. Let's also give them that rationale of their genre.
That's right. Context.
Hulk Hogan. Let's give it to him.
Wrestleability. Let me tag you in.
I gave Hogan look and swagger 10. You can't beat it. He created it.
That's right.
His promo, 9. His wrestling skills, 6. That's 25.
There you go.
I'm just saying.
Just saying. All right.
Just saying. I mean, he had 2 moves, you guys. The body slam and the leg drop. That's all he had.
Let's
be fair. And a punch. He can punch you.
He can punch.
Okay. Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm tagging you in.
Ooh, okay. Swagger.
Yeah.
You got, he to me, 10.
10, okay.
Okay, this all is right. All-time great
status. I get you, okay.
Wrestling ability, I gotta go 8.
Okay.
And mic skills?
Yeah.
9.
9.
9, so 27.
27. See, some people, I had him at 25, I had him at an 8 for swagger, 9 for promo, and 8 for wrestling skills.
Okay.
But we're right there.
We're right there.
How about yesterday's Rock? So the Rock from 20 years ago.
Okay.
Okay. I'll tag you in again.
Here we go. Right. Okay. Swagger. Yeah. I don't care what anyone says. 10.
Yes.
Mic skills. 10.
Yeah.
Wrestling ability. I would put him at an 8.
28 points.
28.
28 points for the Rock, ladies
and gentlemen.
Let me
tag you in.
So.
What'd you have?
I had him, because of the yesterday Rock and the look, I had him at an 8 for the swagger. Should have put him up. You're right. I should put that one up. I had a 10 on the promo.
Yeah.
And an 8 on his wrestling skills.
Fair point.
So 26.
Love it.
That's what I'm just saying. Yeah. Today's Rock.
Ooh.
Today's Rock.
Nothing.
I'll tag you.
Oh, thank you. Nothing changes except wrestling ability is down a notch.
Right. Exactly.
Maybe 2.
So there you go. So he's at 24, 25-ish.
Yeah.
Will Ospreay.
Ooh.
Especially
buddy, first
now.
Of all, I'm going to say something right now.
Right now.
He should be the one finishing the story because this guy is the hottest thing in wrestling. We should have touched on it. We forgot about it in the AEW segment.
No.
Bottom line is this. Wrestling 10.
Yes.
Swagger he's hitting me with a 9.
Yes.
Because he's coming in hot.
Hot. Yeah.
Right? And rest, I said wrestling ability 10. Sweat. And I'll go. I'm going to go 8 with the mic. I think he's a 9, but I'm going to go 8 just to say it. No, you know what? No, I'm going to go instinct. 9.
9.
10, 9, 9 right now. This
guy.
There
you go. There you go.
28.
I had him at 8, 9, and 10. I had 8 on the swagger, 9 on the mic, 10 on the wrestling. That's 27. That's the highest. And using this code that Brett gave us all, I'm just telling you.
Okay, so let's go with Steamboat now.
Okay, Steamboat. Look and swagger. I mean, he wore his karate outfit. Like, my son has the same one. 6.
Oh, no, Mitch. Hold
6.
On.
6. Hold on. 6. He didn't intimidate me in any way. 6.
Wow, okay.
Promo. 6. What? Wait, tell me one promo. Tell me one promo that
you're right,
you remember.
You're right.
And wrestling, fine. I'll be nice. 10. There. I'll be nice, and I don't even think he's a 10, but I'll be nice to give him some slot. He's a 22, and I'm being nice. Okay. And I'm being nice.
Wrestling ability?
Yeah.
I give him a 9.
Okay.
The look and the swagger
is
a little better than that, Mitch. A 6 is a little... 6 a little hard. Uh-huh. I'm going 7.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
And you're right, actually. Promo. 0. I don't remember one thing the guy said.
Nothing. He didn't say anything.
So I'll give him a 6 there. You're right.
There you go.
So 13 and 9. What do I got here? I got 20. Yeah, you're right.
I told you.
Okay.
We told you here. Good on the ACT. One last thing.
Okay.
And right now, I'm a 30-year-old man. I got 2 pugs, 3 cats, a kid, a missus, a mortgage to pay, and more importantly, a point to prove. Will Ospreay.
Bruv, 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 bruv. Oh, man, I can't believe what's happening right now. We're at the end of the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, GWOites, for life, all of you.
All of it.
Thank you for joining us. The bruvs out there now.
The bruvs.
Listen, all we want to do.
We can't take his
Listen, we can't take it. Listen, all we want to do is just stir the pot.
That's right.
Right? That's all we do. We just do a little concoction, a little recipe of wrestling, if you will. That's and right. We do it right here on the McGuire on Wrestling podcast feed. Anywhere where you're streaming your podcast, you can listen to the ACT with Mitch and I. You get to listen to Daddy Show, which drops tomorrow. Andy Evans, Uncle Andy is back. I just can't get enough of that theme song. Listen, I'm not going to do the sign off. It's Mike's. I want to steal it. I love it so much.
Don't do it. Cheshire.
Amazing. Amazing.
One last thing. Nikita, 10, 10, and 10. Nikita, 30 points.
That's amazing. Too funny. But again, for all of you listening, Dungeon Wrestling, March 29th at the Pavilion, 6 p.m. The doors are opening. It's going to be a great, great day of wrestling. Listen to a couple of things right now. You're in the area, eventbrite.ca. Dungeon Wrestling Unfinished Business 2. Use the promo code GREEK0329 for a 25% discount on the show. It is on pay-per-view. You're not in the area. Stream it live. You're getting Daddy. You're getting Mitch. You're getting Dimitri. You're getting us live at the Pavilion. Stream it, support it. It's going to be a wonderful day of wrestling. Until then, Team MOW on the Facebook page. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. You know we love you.
Have a good day.
Cha-cha.
I think we proved our point with the Steamboat. Personally.